You work all day, then go home and make dinner. That's not fair, because making your dinner, that's our job. We don't work all day, then go home and do your job, so stop doing ours. Head into Buffalo Wild Wings for America's favorite wings, shareables, burgers, and more. Choose from 21 signature sauces and seasonings to take your dinner from mild to wild. But don't worry, we're dinner pros. If things get too wild, we've got dozens of beers on tap and a full bar to bail out your palate. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
You're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. Now let's talk.
Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop, don't stop, on the road of life, you can't stop, you can't stop moving, keep, move, keep that pace, you.
Switching to gear, let's go, as we climb up the hill, don't slow down, pedal a little more, the mind is working, it's in control, your wheels are turning a little more, going higher, another notch, keep it steady, don't watch the clock.
Greetings, my visionary dreamers. How's everybody doing on You Can Do It Wednesday? Almost mixed it up with Sunday, but you can do it. Listen to Torelli and the Fuse.
We are learning, always turning later. Switching to gear, let's go. As we climb up the hill, don't slow down. Pedal a little more. The mind is working, it's in control. Your wheels are turning a little more. Going higher, another notch. Keep it steady, don't watch the clock. Go round, round.
To everybody just tuning in, this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And you're listening to the Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know us extraordinary folk doing a damn thing the best way we can. That's what we gotta do. Just do it the best way you can. And nothing else matters. I'm serious. As long as you do things the best way you can, to the best of your ability, and be proud of yourself, it can only get better. That's it. So today's topic is, I've fallen and I can get up. Y'all remember that commercial? Well, if y'all my age, that elderly lady that fell, what did she even fell down the steps, and we were young when that commercial came out, so we were kind of rude. We laughed at that commercial. We thought it was funny, but it really wasn't, you know? Somebody falling, and an older person falling down the steps, and they can't get up, and there's no one else around. They're fragile. And so they can't even lift themselves up. That's what I'm talking about. But the difference is, you have to start thinking that you can get up. That's what today's show is all about. It's about falling and knowing that you can get up no matter what. Y'all already know I have fallen so many times, and maybe My first few falls, I might have thought that I couldn't get up. But then again, I was younger then, so I probably was really fearless. I don't think I ever thought that I couldn't get up and I couldn't get out of a situation. I remember somebody telling me, if someone dropped me off in the middle of a desert, I would find some food. I really would, though. I don't know. I might create food out the doggone sand, something. But I would. I would find some food, some shelter. I would probably make a house out of the sand, something. But I thank God that I have the willpower and the perseverance, tenacity that I have. That is a huge blessing. I see so many people that take a fall, take a loss, and some of them still feel like it's the first day that they took the fall, they took the loss, and they still are living in it. Still living in the fall, still living in the loss, still talking about it. You know, I'm just talking in general, you know, people you come through, come by or come across in life, you know, you can see them 1 year and then years can go by and then you see that same person again and you ask them, how are they? And they talk about the same thing that they just talked about the last time you saw them 5 years ago. They have fallen and they can't get up. And it's sad because it's like, as long as you feel like you can't get up, you're missing out on life. Life is still moving with or without you. You have to decide that you want to move with life, that life is life and life happens to all of us in so many different types of ways, you know? I'm working on keeping from saying, you know. I've cut out some words, y'all. This is a part of the whole falling and feeling like you can't get up. You feel like certain things, certain habits that you have might keep you from going to the next level. And if y'all been following the show, you know that so many episodes ago, I said that I was going to work on my grammar. I might even be saying it wrong. But I identified that grammar, you know, the way I talk, sometimes I fall into slang. Now, nevertheless, when I'm at a corporate event, for some reason, I'm on point. I don't know what comes over me, but people just think I have a PhD or whatever. It just flows the way it needs to flow. But I'm saying this because those are some of the things that we feel like keeps us down. You know, things that we feel like we're not strong. The areas in our lives that we feel like, you know, we're weak in. We feel like that's something that can hold us back from our dreams, our visions, and our goals. But I'm here to tell you that no, you have so many people that have made it in life that have fallen in different ways and they got up. And they decided that they are going to be the best person that they can be. They're going to walk in their purpose. They're going to make their dreams come to pass despite their handicaps. And I'm saying handicaps not in a physical form, but in a way of people feeling like they have something that's holding them back, you know? And it could be a handicap. It could be a physical handicap. And you feel like that's a part of your fall. But no, I've talked about different people on my past shows with handicaps, some with no arms, no legs, going around touring the world. His name is Nicholas. No arms, no legs, born like that. But this man is touring the world as a speaker, motivating people, inspiring people. He's using his disability to speak ability in others. Isn't that deep? Using his disability to speak ability in others. And when I first saw him, it was like, you know, there are no excuses. I mean, we sit up here and we can talk about the fact that we've lost our job or we've lost our house, we've lost our car, or, you know, our mate has walked out on us. Anything, your son, your daughter left home and you haven't heard from them. And we think that we can't come back from it. We are all individuals and we all have our individual purpose, assignments in life, and we're all dealt a deck of cards, and it's all in how we play them. That's it. Life is a big game. Life is like an ongoing school, and we have to learn that when we lose that hand, we got to strategize a little bit better the next time we start to play. That's what it's about. Looking at, okay, maybe I shouldn't have threw that jack out in the beginning. Maybe I should have held on to it. You know, just looking at the things, the steps that you took that allowed the fall to happen, that allowed the loss to happen. And a lot of times it's out of our control. I understand that. It's been out of my control quite a few times. But I can also say that there's times that I had to look at it and look at myself and ask myself, like, you know what? I kind of had a heads up that this was coming. I should have been more prepared. Or I knew that I felt uneasy before I went into the situation, but yet I did it anyway. So that's why it didn't work out. See, we got to start paying attention to our intuition, to our inner being, that feeling, that gut feeling that something is not right, that somebody is not right. We got to pay attention to that. Like we're just this walking microscope. Zero in, zoom in as you do on a computer, on your cell phone. Zoom in on different situations, different people to avoid the fall. But if it slips by you and a situation happens and you do fall, overstand. Remember, I'm changing my words and I'm working on my grammar. And I actually have a tutor. And I love my tutorer so much. Thank you for your patience. I really appreciate you. But these are the things that we have to do. We have to identify your weakness, identify the hurt, the pain in your life, and deal with it. It's time to deal with it. It's time to deal with the fact that, okay, yeah, you might have lost a lot of things and you might have fell real hard. And you might feel some type of way against a person that you feel was involved with your fall, or against yourself, being disappointed within yourself that you allow a certain thing to happen, a certain thing to get that far that it caused you to fall. Y'all know I am big on forgiveness. Forgive. That is the way to the healing. That is the way to removing the blockage so that you can be receptive of the good things that God has for you, the good energy that He wants to bring your way, the good people, the good opportunities that He wants to bring your way. But as long as we are holding on to our falls, our mishaps, our loss, and we just consistently continue to talk about it, continue to waddle in our pity, continue to play the victim, nothing's going to get better. Nothing's going to get better. And I'm telling you, because I have learned to look at my falls, my loss, you know, take my day to just feel horrible about it. And then take a few deep breaths and say, okay, what's next? Anybody that know me, they'll tell you, that's me all day. What's next? This happened, can't change it, gotta keep it moving. I'm not going to be a part of the situation, you know? You can keep yourself from being a part of the situation, even though the situation happened. It's all in your actions. It's all in your response. A friend of mine was telling me about two of his family members that came to live with him. And they came from a place that, you know, the job opportunities were really none. They wasn't making much money, but yet he was in a position and living in an area that they could get a good job. And really, the good job wasn't so much like this six-figure job or whatever like that, but it was better than what they had, the opportunities that they had. So he went on to tell me how, you know, they both stayed and he helped both of them in the same way. But long story short, one got impatient and decided to take the fast route and live in the fast lane, which is the streets, the street life. And he wound up getting incarcerated. And the other one decided to tough it out and work hard. And so now the one that was incarcerated has been incarcerated a few times because he continues to go after the fast route. Where the other one, he fell really hard, had a good job and had a situation that happened and pretty much lost everything. And now he decided that he wanted to get back up. He decided that where he came from was worse than the position that he was in when he took the fall. And so therefore, he needed to decide, okay, am I going to be like my other family member? We both had the same opportunity. Or am I going to take advantage of this opportunity of being in a whole nother state with support and utilize that support and remember the support and the blessing and take that and run with it? He decided to run with it. And now he's back on his feet making buku money. Y'all know I don't say names. I just tell the stories. And the stories come when they come. I never know what's going to come out. So I try to be careful with names just out of respect, you know. But I do know this. Other people's stories can be a great inspiration. It could be great motivation and encouragement to you. When you start looking back at other people that you have came across in your life, you think about the last time you saw them. Rather be someone that was doing great or rather be someone that wasn't doing so well. And then you see them years later, and then you see where they are at that moment in time. You're always going to come across people that was doing bad that all of a sudden are doing good, and some people that was doing good that's all of a sudden doing bad. And that should be a clue that life is about how you make it. Life is about you and the decisions that you decide to run with. Life is about the actions that you take and the energy that you put into the actions that you take. Life is about the people that you surround yourself with, the environment that you consistently involve yourself with. This is what creates our path in life. This is what allows us to get back up, gives us the opportunity to get back up when we do fall. Because this is a big universe out here. It's a big world. You don't have to stay where you are. And you don't have to think that just because you don't believe you're in the right position to move to a different environment, that you can't. You can. It's all about your mindset. And I can say this honestly, because there's been times when I was down and I never looked at what I had. I just looked at what I wanted. I looked at what I knew that I was capable of doing. And I did my best and I let God do the rest. That's it. When God see you moving, he will move. He moves with you. If he see you staying there, wallowing in your pity, in that victim mentality, sometimes it can get a little quiet and you think that he's not listening. But he is, all the time. A lot of times people say, and this kind of gets to me, well, I'm just waiting on God. You know, I've been praying to Jesus and I know he's going to do something. And no, you got to do something in order for him to do something, in order for her, Mother God, Father God, to do something. Whatever God you pray to, whatever higher, you know, being you pray to, they're waiting on you. They're waiting on you to make the first move. And then you'll feel the presence. You'll feel the guidance if that's what you're open to. See, I'm open to guidance. I'm open to, you know, hearing always. And this is the reason why I'm able to get up. Because a lot of times we don't have the strength when the wind is knocked out of us. It's almost like you just fall flat on your back and you can't breathe. I get it. But you got to lay there for a minute, get your breath, and slowly get up. That's it. Slowly get up. One step in front of the other, a little bit at a time. And know that while you're getting up, it's not like you're going to get up to some roses. It might even get harder before it gets better. But you got to be willing to walk the walk, you know, and stay away from the people that talk is not serving you, that talk is not encouraging you. I don't care who they are. I don't care how close they are. If they in your household, then you just have to find a way. You have to find a way to minimize the conversation. As soon as they start talking negative, excuse yourself from the room. Period. You can do that. You really can. I know I do. I was talking to my girlfriend last night, and when she first called, she was so excited, and she was telling me about these miracles that happened to her, because she always felt that miracles don't really happen to her, and they were some amazing miracles that she was telling me about, money just showing up in her bank account out of nowhere, and she thought something was wrong, and then come to find out, yeah, it was hers, you know. She always listened to me tell her about my miracles and would always be inspired and be excited. And I told her, when you start doing what you're supposed to do in life, don't be surprised, you know. And she would always say what she wanted to do and what she believed her purpose is. And she finally started stepping into it. And just a little bit after she started stepping into it, is stuff just started opening for her. You know, she's thinking that she's working on her daughter's wedding, and, you know, always desire to be this event planner and do this for other people, and not realizing that, okay, her job requested her to put events together. And I don't even think at that time she acknowledged that that was God giving her that first step, you know? And she went through so much as to believing that she doesn't know her purpose. She didn't know her purpose, but she really did know her purpose all along. And we get caught up in that because things are not going right in our life. And at that time, things wasn't going right. And so she was so focused on the things that wasn't going right that she couldn't see the things that was going right. She couldn't see that God was positioning her to start doing the thing that she loved, to start thinking of doing the thing that she always dreamed of doing. And then later on, because of a moment, her daughter getting married, and that's a happy moment, she kind of forgot about the things that wasn't going right and focused on putting the event together for her daughter. And because she was focused on putting the event together for her daughter, not realizing that she was walking further into her dream, into her purpose, because it was a need. Her daughter was getting married. She wanted the best for her daughter. So there was a need for her to put that event together. So she was walking in her purpose, and I don't even really think that she realized that that was a setup for a come-up, as Joel Osteen would say. It's a setup for a come-up. And in the midst of all of that, she ordering stuff for her daughter's wedding, and some kind of way, the order went on overload, and she gained so much more than what she ordered, which gave her extra so that she can start investing in her business, in her purpose. Now she has so many things left over. I would say things because I can't remember what she ordered. But whatever it was, she thought it was pieces and it would wind up being boxes. Boxes of the very thing that she ordered. So now she has more things to decorate, to have a supply. So when she starts another event, she has something that she can start selling to make more money, to start reinvesting in more props for her events, more decorations for her events. And this is what happens when you least expect and when you let go of the things that's not benefiting you, the thoughts that's not benefiting you, the actions, the talk that's not benefiting you, and you focus on the good things in your life, more good things will come. It's the natural thing to happen. It's how the universe works. It's like you're on cloud nine. You know, you're doing good. I'm going to give you more to keep you on cloud nine. You know, it's how my life goes. And this is why, and I must use this word, but I normally tell people don't use this word. I can't afford to stay down. I can't afford to stay in pity. I can't afford. No, let me say this. You can't afford to stay in pity. You can't afford to stay down. You can't afford to wobble in your loss. It's not a loss. When we die, we're not taking nothing with us in that casket. So none of this belongs to us anyway. Do you realize that? We don't own nothing. We're just borrowing things while we're living here in this time, space, and reality. Think about that. When you die, you can't fit the house, the car, the job, the career, the money in the casket. You're going. You're going on to the next level, you know, in spirit. And that's that. So you enjoy it while you have it. And if you should lose anything, that is not a loss. That is just a way of looking at and being excited about the new. Being receptive and open to receive new. It's almost like when you was young and your parents took you clothes shopping and you were so excited about these new clothes and you couldn't wait to wear them to school. But then you grew up and you couldn't fit your favorite jeans, your favorite shirt anymore. Your jeans was high waters. You know, they were looking real young on you. So it wouldn't have been right for you to continue to wear those clothes. But yet, we don't count that as a loss. We count that as, oh, we outgrew those clothes, so it's time to get new clothes. How about this? Why don't you look at your so-called loss, your so-called falls, as you outgrew that thing? You outgrew that house, that job, that car. You outgrew the challenges that you were faced with. You outgrew them. And now you need new challenges. How about that? You need new obstacles to jump over. We always need new. Change is inevitable, as my son would say. Change is inevitable. And as long as you learn how to embrace change, change will always be a good thing for you. I'm here to tell you. I've changed so much. My name has changed. My weight has changed. You know, just stuff. You know, you change. You know, my houses, my cars, my dogs, my cats. I'm not I'm not playing here. I've had so many dogs and cats. They've all changed throughout the years. And nevertheless, I have enjoyed each and every one of them. I have enjoyed whatever cars that I don't drive anymore. I've enjoyed whatever apartments, whatever houses that I don't live in anymore, whatever furniture that I had that I don't have anymore. I've enjoyed it all while I had it. But there always comes a time for something new. And with new comes growth. And that's a good thing. We want to continue to grow. I don't know, but I inboxed someone this inspirational message, and she inboxed me back saying that she really needed that message. And for some reason, I felt like, you know, this person was on cloud nine the last time she inboxed me. And I started to think, you know, her career was really blossoming the last time she inboxed me. So maybe it took a dip, you know. And if you're listening tonight, you know who I'm talking to. I love you so much. I do got to catch up with you. But I'm here to tell you that was on my heart. Because I thought about how we build our business, you know, we work so hard, and we can build our business when we are entrepreneurs, you know, and it can take a dip unexpectedly, but you cannot look at that as it's over. You can't. Now I'm saying can't, but you have to look at it as there's a new way to address my marketing. There's a new way to address how I advertise. There's a new way. I just have to sit down and figure it out. I have to take the time to write out what was working and what is not working anymore, and scratch that and put that aside and challenge myself to be more creative, to, you know, just think outside the box. Because if you are passionate about a thing and all of a sudden, you so-called take a fall or a dip, and you just kind of lost, just know that there's always going to be a way out. Always. It's just a challenge. That's it. It's just God is challenging us to move to the next level so that we can meet next level people, get next level money, have next level things. That's what it's about. That's what we want in life, right? Most of us want to go to the next level, whatever that level is. We want to go to the next level. I would hope that you want to go to the next level and you don't want to stay where you are in life. But again, some people are caught up in a comfort zone, but yet they want the next level. So I say to you, when you're in that comfort zone, you're never going to get to the next level. That is a part of feeling like you've fallen and you can't get up. You know? You can always go to the next level. And the next level is not always about moving and about new things. The next level is the next level in your thinking, the next level in your spirituality, the next level in getting to know who you really are and why you're here and what it is that you are supposed to be doing in this time, space, reality. That is some next level shit, you know? And that's what I was seeking, you know, months ago. And I can honestly say, I feel like I have reached the next level in so many different areas of my life. I feel good about me. I feel good about what I'm attracting to me. And in order to do that, sometimes you got to stay to yourself. You know, I'm a person that I'm so talkative. I have to go in a cave. I have to keep to myself a lot because I have to harbor my energy so that I can have it when it's time, like for the show, so that I can have it to inspire and encourage people, because that's who God created me to be. So in order for me to keep this type of energy, even through my days that I'm not feeling so great, that's the path that I choose to take. I just pretty much run in a very small circle. I stay to myself a lot, although I'm still social. I balance it out, you know. I love people, but then when it's time for me to go inward, I'm not so crazy about people being around me. That's just who I am. I don't know why I'm wired this way, but that's what it is, you know. And the people that know me, they don't take me personal. They know, okay, she in her cave right now. Let me let her be. And sometimes we got to do that. When we have a lot going on and we're trying to figure things out. Oh, not trying. We are figuring things out. We know we're working on our words here. We're figuring things out. We're at a fragile state of mind, you know, vulnerable state of mind. The best thing I could tell you to do is be close to you, meaning don't surround yourself with too many people, because when you do, that's where all the opinions come in. That's where everybody else's thoughts of you, or you worrying about what everybody thinks about you, which is a distraction. And therefore, you can't focus on the ways you need or the steps you need to take to get back up from your fall, from your loss. Sometimes it's best to just be quiet and just go within. For me, that works. This is how I'm able to just go all the time. This is why my mother, my brothers, family members can listen to a podcast show or listen to me tell a story and be like, wait a minute, when did that happen? Why you didn't tell me? Yeah, my own mom, she feels some type of way sometimes, but I love her so much. That's why sometimes I just don't share, or I didn't share some of my falls or some of my loss, because I just feel like sometimes, not sometimes, for me, all the time, I feel like this is my life. This is my path. I need to figure it out. Yes, you do need help from people that you know are supportive and have your back. Definitely get help. But be very careful as to the help that you request and from whom you request the help from. You know? Know if that person is going to add to the fall, to the loss, and make you feel worse, or if this person is going to make you feel better about yourself, make you feel better about your future, about the changes that you're going through. That's what you have to discern. You have to take the time to go in, word, meditate, be silent, and just feel who it is that you're supposed to reach out to. Feel who it is. Not who you want, who you think. But when you learn how to be still, be to yourself, get in your quiet space, you will feel God whisper somebody's name in your ear, or you would just have the feeling like, this is the person that I need to call. This is the person I need to share with, you know? But you have to learn how to be quiet and to be still. I have gained so much from working where I work at now and being here, from really learning how to meditate and how to breathe in and breathe out, and just take your time. Reflect on yourself. Reflect on what you're doing at this current time in your life, and ask yourself and be honest with yourself. Is this beneficial to me? Is this beneficial to my family, to my future? Sometimes we fall because God wants us to sit still for a minute. God wants us to do that reflection and take it slow, slow down. Sometimes He'll allow something to happen and just knock us flat on our butt so that we have no choice but to sit down and take the time out to recognize what's going on and why is it going on. So that's my time. And I hope, as always, that you got something out of this message. And y'all know that this show is meant just for that. It's meant for us all to grow, to see the bullshit when it's coming our way, to stay clear of allowing the world or ourselves to just drown us, you know? So I'm going to leave y'all until Sunday. I'm being very careful with my words. I'm talking slow. Hope y'all proud of me. I'm getting better as time goes on. So this is Adion, your dream pusher, your lifeguard, saving you from yourself, from the world, from some real bullshit. And this is Chronicles of Living podcast show, the show for everyday people doing everyday things, living everyday life. You know, us extra ordinary folk doing a damn thing the best way we can. So just remember, you're always going to have people talking about you, whether it's good or whether it's bad. Hopefully you have people talking about you, because that means that you're important. If you don't have anybody talking about you, maybe you're not walking in your purpose, or maybe you're not jacking up until you find your purpose. But nevertheless, I'm saying that, and I want to leave y'all with that, because I have, no matter how much positive energy I give off and I work hard at giving off, I've always had people find a way to talk bad about me. But when you know that your intentions in life is for good, those are the things that you know it's not your problem, it's theirs. It's their issue, it's their problem. Keep moving in the right direction. Keep moving towards the things that fills your heart with joy. Keep moving towards the people that fill your heart with joy. And as long as you do that, hey, life is a beautiful thing. So until Sunday, I love you guys. Thank you for your support. Keep coming back. Keep spreading the word. Chronicles of Living podcast show. download that app in the Google Play Store if you didn't do it yet. And check out all the platforms, whichever one you like to hear me on. Just Google Chronicles of Living podcast show and decide where you want to follow me and who you want to share me with. Or not me, the show. Please, share the show. Okay? Chronicles of Living podcast show. This is A. Dion, your dream pusher. I love you guys. Peace.
Thank you for listening to Chronicles of Living, where we talk to everyday people about everyday things in the past, present, and future. And if you are pursuing your dreams, I'm proud of you. Because the best part of life is when you decide to live. To keep up with us, please visit ChroniclesOfLiving.com. Until next time, this is ADI, your dream pusher. I love you guys.
It's official. Every day is game day at Buffalo Wild Wings. Grab select domestic draft beer starting at $2.50. We know every day is for sports, as mandated by Buffalo Wild Wings. Watch all the games with people that are here for the right reason, with dozens of beers on tap and 21 different flavors of signature sauces and seasonings, and a bounty of wings, shareables, burgers, and more. It's built for fans. It's home for sports. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports. Offers and participation vary. Please drink responsibly.